From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It is that time when the summer holidays are over, with the primary, secondary and tertiary education sectors resuming their work for this year. It's a marker with the sales of stationery and other supplies going at discounted rates. The broadcast year for radio and television is picking up with programs designed to win the audience share, and in ways the world feels normal. Out in the land of the radio electronics hobbyist, the clubs are resuming normal programming also. Still, the world sits in awe of the pandemic and the struggle to provide treatment and preventative medicines, and the politicians are hoping that the vaccination program will allow many of the health restrictions to be waived and life resume with a feeling of normality. With overseas issues in production and establishing the logistical framework for delivery, we have seen the prospective time frame go back further. We are seeing some of the major overseas amateur events being cancelled for 2021 in the USA and Europe because of the uncertainty of vaccination programs occurring. Public safety is the focus, and it is still a concern for club meetings, field days and contesting. The questions are whether events can be reframed to online, to be waived or called off, or have the rule changes to allow a modified participation. These are the things that we have to look at now, but be aware that the public health orders can change as circumstances of the COVID alter. It isn't just the in-house matters which are affected, but also other events like the Great Outdoor Sausage Sizzle fundraiser. Sporting event organisers, which have utilised amateurs for event safety and general comms, will be facing the same decisions and choices. As part of the wider community, we need to remain flexible and adjust to circumstances as they occur. These days, the wider amateur community will have internet access, and many will have the pleasure of broadening their enjoyment and knowledge via YouTube. The past week saw the regular experimenter, raconteur and commentator on Matters Amateur, Peter Parker, VK3YE, release a documentary on the issues that have been brought about in the examination and licensing, with long delays distressing many people. Peter has used the Freedom of Information access to obtain documents from the ACMA. If you are interested in the background to the situation that we have reported and which has been addressed on social media platforms, I would recommend that you take some time to watch this report and the shorter feedback video that Peter has posted. His information is sourced and corroborates much of what is in the public domain and draws several threads together, but may not yet provide the full detail to this piece of recent local history. I would hope that we can prepare for the rest of the year safe in our planning and secure in our flexibility to adapt. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From VK4WIA, this is Q News. I'm Ed Durant, DD5LP, VK2JI. Q News can be heard every weekend worldwide via the internet podcast. Simply search for Q News in your favourite podcatcher app or online.
Hello, Graham, VK4BB here. We've got the social scene for 2021. Now, due to the ongoing COVID-19 situation, please check these events direct for up-to-date status information. The 13th of February between 10 and 2, a Weissen event at the Ipswich and District Radio Clubhouse. Operators will be setting up and demonstrating portable and base stations, along with portable masts, antennas and much, much more. Redfest 2021 happens April 10. The Clearview Gathering, 30th of April to Monday morning, the 3rd of May. Central Highlands Amateur Radio Club's Theresa Creek Campout is on from Friday the 28th till Sunday the 30th of May. And just about wrapping up the 2021 year will be a Lara meet in Bendigo, October 1 through 4. Now till next we meet, I'm Graham, VK4BB. Thanks for listening to Q News.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News amateur radio news service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.